Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee with this Free-for-All Freaky Friday, and the coaches' shows continue as we head south of the border to Mountain Home. Talk with Head Bombers coach Steve Airey. How we doing, brother?
Doing great, man. Doing great. How you doing, Gary?
Fantastic. Here it is, week four. Time just flies, and your Bombers 2-1. And, you know, we talked preseason, but here we are headed into week four. Two wins. Take us through those first couple of wins.
Well, our first win was Nettleton, and they had beat us last year, just loaded with speed. They were a state-ranked team, class five. We're class six. We didn't play real clean, but come out with a 29-14 win, I think. But it was a good win, good solid win versus a good club. That was week one. And then week two, we got the Goblins from Harrison. We hadn't beat them in 11 years.
Wow.
And so we had right about 6,000 people at the game. Whole town was ready to see that go down. And it happened. And like you said, the monkey's off the back. Got that one taken care of. That's how week two went. Real exciting game. Good community win for us. The whole town loved that one.
Yeah, that's good for a town, though. You know, I mean, the community's behind you all, but I mean, that just kind of adds a little bit more cement to, you know, secure it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. It's unreal just how important that game is to the people. They've had our number, and everybody was believing. You know what I mean? Everybody was believing this year. It's just kind of why the way we've been playing. We played a benefit game as well against Jonesboro and looked good. And everybody was believing. Everybody's on board, and everybody showed up to see it. So it was a good time for all.
And last week, you know, the ante went up quite a bit with the caliber of play, wasn't it?
Yeah, we got number one state ranked Greenwood came to our place, and we was hoping to deliver a better product than what we delivered. We didn't play real well. I think we was a little bit hungover from the Harrison game, just a little bit emotionally. Sometimes you get that emotional hangover, and We just didn't look good. We didn't look sharp. We didn't look like us. But they had a lot to do with. That's a very good team. Coach Acklin and I had kind of both come to agreement that may have been the best team we've ever seen with our two eyes as far as a high school team goes.
Wow.
They were solid in every area and fast. My gosh, were they fast.
Well, you know, there were some – but out of that game last Friday night, what were some of the positives – that you and the coaching staff was able to take away from that, you know, because I mean it's important to find some things that were positive to continue to build on, and what were some of the things that you got to see?
Well, probably some of the positives, and these aren't really positives, but you find out kind of your areas of weakness, and you find out things you need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Find out, you know, we had some guys that played some really tough football. We had a sophomore named Barrett Miller, and he really played a great game. I mean, he was so good. And you just some guys step up, some guys don't, some guys are up for a big game, some guys aren't. It just tells you a lot about your team.
Yeah,
it tells you a lot about your team.
Well, who you know?
We're going to go in this week, and we're going to change a couple guys around. What we're going to do?
Yeah. Well, and you know, I mean, it's I can't remember what coach said it. It may have been Ditka or somebody like that. He said there is no security in football.
No, not for long. Not for long.
Well, who is this week's opponent? What do you know about him? And is it home or on the road?
We're going to travel about 4 hours and 15 minutes to Hot Springs, and we're playing Lake Hamilton, and they're on the other side of Hot Springs. And they're one of the big four. They're always one of the top four in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to ever get into the top four tier, we need to win this one. We're wanting to get in the top half of the conference, not the bottom half of the conference, you know. So
yeah,
that's we're excited. We're ready to go. They're going to run wing tee, old school wing tee.
Mm-hmm.
smash you in the mouth, and we're going to have to tighten up the belt and get tough.
Well, it's you know, you kind of sounds like a gauntlet here is what you've got. And, well, we do appreciate you taking the time out with your busy schedule to visit with us. And good luck tonight, and we'll catch you here in a few weeks, okay?
All right, brothers. Good talking to you.
Head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers, Steve Airey. And we appreciate him again taking the time out. It's the Coach's Show on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.